The Gemara says on the bottom of Daf Alfin Alf that if a person wants to be Meicher Benichse Achiv, Ketzid Weiser. So if a person is Miyabim, his Yavama, and now the halacha is that all of his Nechasim are Achraim for the Ksuba of his wife, and he doesn't want that, he wants to have the liberty to be able to sell Nechasim, so what should he do? What's the Eitzah? So the Gemara says, in Yisrael, who if he's Yisrael, then Megarish Beget Beyachzer. He should divorce his wife and give her the Ksuba, and then he could sell whatever he wants, and then he could bring her back, and now his Nechasim are no longer Meshubid to the Ksuba like it would be by a regular Yavam. So Lechai can ask a question in this Gemara, then how is a mutter to do that? How could he be Megarish and be Machzer? If he has a mind to be Megarish, then Lechai it's also from Dimi Miyabimer. That's a Isav Grusha Salev. The Gemara says in the Dharm, Daf Chaf, that one of the Bnei Tasmidas is called Grusha Salev. They're not allowed to be Meshamish Ishta if you have a mind to be Megarish. So over here, he's going to be Miyabimer, thinking that he's going to be Megarish in order to do this whole plan of bringing her back. That Lechai should be a problem of Grusha Salev, and it should be Aser to be Miyabimer, Bechai Gavna. So the truth is, if you look in Rashi over here, Rashi in Deba Maslo, Shiyimker Benichse Achiv, he says, La'acha Shekhanis Es Yavimtai, this is talking about after he was Kanis Es Yavama. The question is, why does Rashi need to say that this is happening after he was Miyabim or not before? So the Shita says Wamshat, but perhaps you could say that Rashi is coming to Bavarn this Kasha, that before he's Miyabim or it's Taka Asa to do this, because he can't be Miyabim or if he has in mind that he's going to be Megarsher, that's an issue of Grusha Zalev. But maybe we're talking about Zakt Rashi after his Miyabim, the Yibim already happened. So now, the even happened before the next Bia, he could do the same thing, he could be Megarsha, then bring her back, and then there would be no problem of Grusha Saleh. But the problem is, that might help for our sugi over here, but if you look in the Tosefta, the way it brings this down in Perek Tes Halacha Aleph, it says, Ketzad Yase Koinsa Umegarsha. It says, Beferish, Ketzad Yase. In other words, they're holding before the Yibam. What should you do? If you want to be Meicher Benichse Achiv, you should be Miyabim her, then be Megarsha. So the Tosefta is clearly saying that you could have this all Eitz in mind before you do the Yibam. And at that point, Lechayr, there's a problem with Grusha Salev. You're being Miyabim here and being Mishamish with having the intention of being Megarish, that should be also Midin Grusha Salev. So it's Sarachin Lefidot Tesefta, how that would be Mutter. So I was thinking that maybe you could answer this, I'll be the Rashi Nadarm. The Rashi Nadarm there says that the reason why Grusha Salev is also, why can't it be Mishamish in Ishtai if you have a mind to be Megarish? It's because he says since he hates her and Daita is on Gerishin, so he's Mahar Bisha Acheris, and that would be a problem to be Mahar Bacheris Bisha Asbiya. So that's by regular gerushin when he plans on marrying somebody else. But over here, he doesn't really plan on marrying someone else. Fuck yeah, he plans on bringing her back. So if he plans on bringing her back and it's not a real gerushin l'shem marrying someone else, maybe the whole issue of Grusha Salev wouldn't apply and it would be mutter. And then I found the Mishal Melech Taka speaks this out beferish in Perkov Aleph in the Suri Bia. It's brought down in the Pesach Tshuva and Simkof Yates that when he does not have a mind to marry someone else, there is no issue of Grusha Salev. So Pashas over here, there would not be a problem with Grusha Salev since he does not have in mind to marry anybody else. But I just want to end off with a ha'ara that there's a Malik Chiddush from the Maram Lubin and Chubas Maram Lubin, Simon and Zion. He wants to be Mechadish that if you have a get written by a Shchimera, or written for some type of purpose of technical reasons to avoid Yibum or some other reason, that he's mitzvah to say that such a get is possible. Because he says a get is only a get if it was given to Mitech Sina, as the Pasuk says, Im lamatzachem be'enav. The only time a get is a good get, if he gave it because he doesn't like her and he wants to marry someone else. But if he really does like his wife and he's just giving a get for technical reasons to avoid Yibum or something else, then he wants to be mitzadet over there that it should be possible because it's not given to Mitech Sina. Well, the Kechidish, the Nebuchadnezzar is chaylik on him and says about it that's not true, that's just, you know, Dibra Kosa Behaiva. But Lefi is his tzad that he wants to say that's possible. Lechari Sifim Agamar, not like that. Over here, clearly, he's being Megarish, not because of Sinah, only for technical reasons to be able to avoid the Isser of Salim Benichse Achiv, and yet, and the Gemara says it's a good get. So that is a Tzarechian on this Gemara Gechidish of the Chubas Maram Lublin.